Sam about it?
Oh.
Birthday's gone too.
This is the front porch. This is the living and dining area. This is your bedroom, first bedroom, and a kitchen, second bedroom, and a bath. It consists of a, full bath with a second tub. This is a cellar. It's not really a basement because they kept their fruit there prior,
Preserves and things like that?
I beg your pardon?
Preserves?
Yes. Yes, excuse the cans.
Yeah. Stuff that your mother put out?
My grandmother. Sorry, but we haven't used it. It was my grandmother's.
Oh,
it's sort of been closed off after that.
Yeah.
This is the bedroom. This is the bedroom. And this is the bath. And that's the utility room.
Was it, did your parents build that house or what?
My grandfather. Yes.
Your grandfather.
They made the block.
Yeah.
This old.
Is the block house?
The block house. Block it with me.
How long did you live in that house?
From birth, I was born in Hattiesburg because my mother was staying there. She lost the baby prior to me, and she was staying there until my birth. And I guess I stayed there about 2 weeks or a week. And I came to back to this house, and I've been there ever since.
Got a local election?
Yes. Never gotten involved prior to this.
Have you been campaigning or something?
I tried not to.
Yeah.
But seemed like I was pulled in to it. My dad was very political, and he died this year. And I've more or less, thought about it one way or the other. He'd say, "Who are you voting for?" I said, "I don't know." And he would tell me his opinion.
Yeah.
So that was it for me.
Yeah.
But this year, I don't have that advice, so I must have to do it on my own. It's very confusing.
I guess it could create friction with some of your friends.
It does. It creates. And it's hard, it's difficult trying to determine which ones are better. You really don't know. You get all these promises. I don't think any candidate can fulfill all the promises that they make. I guess that's leery.
I know what you mean. Okay, so you were born in Hattiesburg. Your mother was more or less used in the hospital facility there? Was that
There wasn't a hospital. I don't know if it was a hospital here or not, but they chose the one in Hattiesburg. And she stayed there. She lost the baby, like I said, prior to me. And she stayed there too until I came about 2 weeks prior to my birth. And then she came back a week or so or later.
You've been in this community ever since?
Okay, I've been here until I was about 16. And then I went to Chicago for 4 years. Well, just about 4 years. To college.
You went to college when you were 16?
Yeah.
Yeah? Sorry. What college did you go to?
Oh my goodness. Roosevelt University.
You forget if you graduated.
I didn't graduate there.
Oh.
I went there until Southern Integrated, USM Integrated. I went there in music because I took piano lessons from 6 years old. I didn't like piano lessons. I didn't want to go in it for a major or profession. But because I've had the lessons, because the school there was music orientated, well, that was easy.